We're just waiting for the interpreters to come in. We'll just be a couple more minutes.
Can you hear me, Deputy Mayor Shepard?
Loud and clear. Good, good.
I don't know the, now we're going to start up an issue. We just have a setup with Zoom that you have option of 8-digit in English or the floor. Not here now. I don't know what happened to it.
Not sure. Hang on a second.
You don't need to fix it now. You can fix it before next meeting.
So you'll just get... Is this how it normally is for you, where you just get the floor feed, or do you want one of the interpret ones? Just the floor line that you want?
And when we started the Zoom last year, we used to have an application under attrition language. But there's none here.
They changed yours so that it's the floor at all time. Whatever language anyone is speaking on the floor is what comes through for you. I think they've changed it for a few different users.
Yeah. It's set up for the individual. The same,
so if someone speaks Inuktitut, you'll hear the Inuktitut. If they're speaking English, you'll hear the English. Is that still good? All right, we're ready to get started.
Two are here.
Oh,
Lisa two. And Lithia.
We have Lisa and Lithia interpreting tonight. And welcome to City of Akaldui Council meeting number 6, March 28th, 2023. We'll start with a moment of silence. Thank you, everyone. I'll call for a motion to adopt the agenda.
With the amendments.
Yep, sorry, with two amendments, I must add. We're adding 9B, raw water demand verbal update, as well as 12.1 legal in-camera item. So including those additions, Councillor Stevenson moves, Councillor Smith seconds. Any comments or questions to the agenda? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor in the room? And Mayor Awa? Councillor Nuttall? Sorry. Go ahead.
Take your name.
I just wanted to comment earlier. When we were talking and dealing with the cemetery in Apex, I will make a statement on that. And many comments that I hear are generally in the field of people.
We're not at statements yet. We're just on the agenda. We're going to get to councillor statements in just a second where you can comment on that. We're not quite there yet. We're just on the agenda. One second. So to the agenda, Everyone had voted except for Councillor Nuttall. Are you in favor of the agenda? Thank you. All in favor? And Mayor Atwood did vote in favor previously.
Thank you.
Minutes. We have two sets of minutes. The first, City Council meeting number 5 from March 14th. We have a mover for those minutes. Councillor Maropala moves. Councillor Stevenson seconds. Comments or questions to the minutes? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Thank you. Councillor Nuttall, you have a question about the minutes? Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay, I'm just going to comment.
March 14th, what did you say?
When you had the meeting on March 14th, and the cemetery was brought up. And majority of people that have come to me have stated that they're happy with a particular site.
That's Councillor Nuttall, I'm sorry. That's still a statement, something for the statements. All we're verifying right now is whether these minutes are what was said at that meeting. That'll be it. When we get to councillor statements, you can talk about that. All we need. So if any comments specifically to the minutes of that meeting? Seeing none, I'll call a vote. All in favor? Thank you. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. Any opposed? Are you abstaining, Councillor Nuttall?
Yeah, and a reason.
So we have to provide us with a reason for your abstention, please. Go ahead.
I'd like to say that I don't want to get any into trouble. At that meeting, I believe there was 4, and mentioned that to me, that within 2 days that we need to have a vote. I just want to mention that it just seemed like there wasn't enough time. So I just want to say that there's some weakness in that, the way we were given that time allotted. Thank you.
Still not a valid comment on the minutes, but we'll let it slide. So everyone, that's still not a reason for abstaining on that vote, and administration needs a reason why you didn't vote on the minutes. Are they an accurate representation of that meeting, or are they not? That's the question that we're voting on. It's just, okay. Just need a reason why you didn't vote, that's all. Go ahead.
We have a flexibility how we want to proceed. It's a democratic process. And I believe there was 42 required. But I didn't vote on that as well. I'm just going to keep it brief. I'll leave it at that. So that's why I'm abstaining. We'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Moving on. Minutes from Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 3. Councillor Stevenson moves. Any seconder? Let's see. Councillor Smith seconds. Any comments or questions to the Planning and Development Committee meeting minutes? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Thank you. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. Opposed? No. And do you abstain? So again, you'll need to provide a reason for administration for why you abstain, Councillor Nuttall. It's a part of the rules that we have to follow. Go ahead.
Thank you. I might have made an error. that within 4 hours, not even within 4 hours, on that day, March 14th, and many of you are away, were away, and there was an appointment, that's why I'm not voting at this time. I feel that the process at the time was too weak, so I'd like to move along if we can. Thank you.
So we're voting on the Planning and Development Committee meeting from March 21st. That's what we're voting on right now. Were you in favor of those minutes from the Planning and Development Committee of the whole meeting from March 21st, or are you abstaining still for those minutes? Yeah. So you're abstaining on those minutes as well? So we need a reason why you're abstaining on the Planning and Development Committee of the whole meeting from March 21st. Please go ahead.
My abstaining from the vote is during that meeting, because I'm abstaining because I had to go to another meeting, and I felt that because I didn't participate at the meeting, that's why I feel like I should abstain from that vote. Thank you.
That's not a valid reason to abstain on minutes, but we're just going to move on. Can't spend any more time on that. Are there any declarations of interest this evening? Seeing none, we'll move right into councillor statements. Are there any statements? Anybody? Seeing none, straight into third readings of bylaws. We have bylaw number 955. Consolidated Fees and Charges Bylaw Amendment. Need a motion for third reading of that bylaw. Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Maropala seconds. No comments or questions to third reading. I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you very much. And bylaw number 956, Northwest Deposit Quarry Administration Agreement Bylaw. Seeking a motion for that one. Councillor Maropala moves. Councillor Smith seconds. Again, third reading, no questions. I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. On to new business, request for a decision, radio purchase. Fire Chief Stephen McGean, push your button. All there you go. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Deputy Mayor. Thank you for this time. Councillors and Mayor Awa, thank you. So I come to Council tonight for a request for a decision in regards to the purchasing of new radios for the Iqaluit Emergency Services. With this here, the radio tower and dispatch study was conducted last summer, and we're moving on into the second phase of this here. With that, we have the construction of the new tower that has already been approved by Council, and thank you for that. With that comes some new communications for the emergency services. We're looking to partner with the RCMP in securing these radios from their sole source Motorola. With this here, the radios maintenance can be done here in Iqaluit instead of sending them down south to Montreal. So this is a huge benefit for us here, where the RCMP have two technicians in-house to service any maintenance calls, again, with the base radios and the handhelds, and the also what will be attached to the communication tower once it's erected. So we're looking for a sole source to purchase from the Motorola who the RCMP have already been going through to get the exact same radios. Again, this is also going to benefit us for interdepartmental communications, so communications between fire department, RCMP, and eventually municipal enforcement. So this is why we come for the request for decision through council.
Thank you. So we have budgeted, I believe, $350,000 for the radios in our current capital budget. The overall project with the tower is a little bit over and being addressed. But do we have a motion on the motion from the floor to proceed with the purchase of the radios themselves? Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Stevenson seconds. Any comments, questions? Seeing none. Oh, Councillor Tilley, sorry, I didn't see your button there. Go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. I'm opposed of sole sourcing contracts, especially with public money. Stuff can be spec'd to what you guys need. I see here that you guys have a memorandum of understanding with the RCMP to use their technicians, but we also have our own procurement process within the city with our own procurement stuff. Sole sourcing is the last resort in any procurement any procurement process where we can avoid a sole source is the best thing to do when dealing with public money. I really think that we can spec out and go to public tendering before we go to the next thing of sole sourcing, especially for that much. I wish there was a little bit more information on this RFD in front of me. How many radios are you trying to purchase? I see that you have a reason to do a sole source because that's what RCMP is using. But the purchasing or the procurement department can also ask the RCMP for the specs for our process to go to public tendering and avoid a sole source. And that's the last thing I would do is sole sourcing. And that's just the reason why I would not go with the sole sourcing with this, what's in front of me right now. Thank you.
Go ahead, Chief.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. I appreciate your concern. With this here, we're looking at jumping cost of almost 15 to 20%. If we go outside, we're getting the RCMP's pricing on these radios. So because they purchase nationally, the amount that they purchase, we're getting their pricing for these radios. So we could look at quite a dramatic rise in price if we look at going elsewhere from their vendors. We're looking at securing 40 handheld radios and 12 base stations. That's to go with dispatch and the fire trucks that we have and ambulances as well. That's what we're looking at for numbers right now.
And our purchasing bylaw does allow us to work cooperatively with other levels of government when purchasing. So that helps as well. Just not discounting your comments at all. I'm just saying we are allowed to do this.
just wondering if there's any other questions on the floor. Any further comment? Councillor Marapala, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I just wanted to highlight, because Councillor Tilley was correct, I do oppose sole sourcing most of the time, but it does say that you had sufficient effort made with the competitive procurement process. Is that how you know that the, if you do advertise, it'll be like a 15-20% more money? Thank you.
Yes, Councillor, you're correct. That's why if we do go outside and go procurement other ways, we could be looking at as high as 20% increase of cost right across the board. So we're well into the $400,000 mark for these here radios for the numbers that we're looking at.
Councillor Nuttall, go ahead.
Quiet, let me.
Thank you. I'm just wondering about these radios. Most of us have VHSs at home, and we are able to hear from distant people that are in a distant place that are asking for help. Like, these radios are probably different from what you're requesting. I wonder what kind of radios these are. Will this radio be able to be particularly the same products that the Amarok has, because they serve with emergency as well? I wonder if this radio will be the same familiar or same idea of what they have for emergency services.
Councillor Natak. So with the new radios, they will be scrambled like the RCMP, so nobody will be able to listen on like an old-school scanner, so they won't be able to hear pertinent information that we're saying on the radios to keep that privacy of our community members safe. With that, there again, the interdepartmental working between RCMP Fire and municipal enforcement is the key, as we've seen with the papal visit this past summer. Communications was one of our biggest hurdles to jump with all the agencies in the community. So with this here, we'll be able to communicate a lot better for those bigger emergencies.
Let's go back to Councillor Nuttall for a follow-up and then to Mayor Awa.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I just want to comment that I appreciate what you are doing, because we had to. I also had to be involved in emergency services and had to deal with privacy or confidentiality outside of Hikhaluit, especially out on the land. And we have been working toward this goal for a long time, even though things are happening. This would be a really good benefit to people. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nuttall. I'm going to go to Mayor Awa.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. My question to thank you for your presentation and for the question. This tower, do we have a communicative system with one tower that connects to all three emergency services, or is this tower will be providing all three emergency services for fire department, bylaw, and RCMP? Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Howard. Chief.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. So right now we have emergency services, and by law on one radio, where we know the tower is over by the landfill and it's going to be moved here. Hopefully July, August is the construction date that we're hoping for. So with that there, the only thing is that bylaw would be still on the old system with like public works and so on. But the fire department and the RCMP would fall under their new equipment. The only equipment that we have to actually purchase for the fire department would be the radios themselves, whereas the RCMP are putting in their own systems. So for system upgrades, there'd be nothing more than just the handhelds, whereas if we went to the other equipment needed, the stuff that we have to move from the landfill over to the new radio tower site would be exponentially high. So we're basically piggybacking off the RCMP system, but eventually the end goal would be to have all emergency services, including municipal enforcement, on board with us as well.
Thank you. Mayor Awa, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, that was my intention of putting in up the RCMP about the 911 situation. When the emergency services, I was putting the example of Ottawa, that there was no communication from inside to outside. So similar case would happen here in the Hollywood, with that need to be communicated within bylaw and RCMP with fire department. I was hoping that this tower would connect all three. That was my thinking back then. Thank you, the Premier.
Any other questions on the motion? Seeing none, there is a motion on the floor.
Yeah,
just making sure. It's been a while. So seeing no more questions, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? And Mayor Awa?
My reason is that it seems that it's not going to connect all three. Thank you.
Opposed in house? Councillor Tilley, motion carries. And water update, verbal update from CAO Ron. Go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Good evening, Council. I want to bring forward tonight a report in relations to our raw water demand. This report will be dated for February and March of this year. An average daily demand for February of 2023 was 4,495 meters cubed per day. This is approximately a 25% increase from January of 2023, where the demand was at 3,371 meters cubed per day. This equals to 19.4% higher than February of 2022, where the demand was at 3,625 meters cubed per day. The average daily demand for March of 2023, as of the last reporting date, which was received on the 26th of March, we are trending at approximately 3,940 meters cubed per day. Currently, this trend is at a decrease of 14.1% from February of 2023 and trending at 2.9% higher than March of 2022. And in March of 2022, we were on a daily average of 3,826 meters cubed a day. Lake Geraldine water levels as of March the 26th, we are currently at 109,000.099 MASL, and an approximate reservoir volume totaling 1,239,912 meters cubed of available raw water. At the current raw water demand comparison to previous years, It's important for residents to be mindful and to be water wise. The City of Iqaluit has water wise tips posted on our website, encouraging residents to follow the tips that are being provided on day-to-day water conservation. We've sent out some messaging as well in the past, and it's important to reiterate to our residents, if you do see water leaking, please call City Dispatch at 979-5650 so that Public Works can be dispatched to address any leaks as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Any questions on the water update? Seeing none on the floor, it's good to know, but not good to know. Definitely keep going on our water conservation measures and try to encourage our residents to conserve water. Mayor Awa, you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a shepherd. We need PSC for that. Thank you.
I think it would be a good idea to get the information out. Sometimes if people can see the numbers and how much more we're using now than we were in previous years, they might take some action to reduce their water consumption. So I think that would be a good idea. And trust we can take that on information without needing a motion for a PSA. Good idea. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Rod. Oh, Councillor Nuttuck, please go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to ask. There are residents that are out there that have been out of water for 2 months. Are they still paying for water services even though they're not provided water for the last 2 months?
Thank you. Councillor Nattak. So in relation to water and water consumption, when it comes to a home that's frozen up, anybody that is on pipe services obviously is through meter reads. So if water is frozen and not entering the home, then obviously there won't be a reading through the meters. The city has no intention to charge an average or anything. These units we're aware of, and there's with meter readings will be minimal.
Are all of the city water mains flowing properly at the current time?
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Shepherd. Yes, as of today, I spoke with the operations superintendent with Waterworks. All city mains are clear and flowing, as well as the service lines that the city has. There are a number of units, just for an update to council, because I know it's been something that's been ongoing, larger residential units. There's a few left that are now completing digs to thaw the lines within the service line of the units, but all city infrastructure is free and clear.
Thank you, Rod. Any more questions? Seeing none, we can move into committee reports. Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 3 for March 21st. And Councillor Smith, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. For the Planning and Development Committee of the Whole, meeting number 3, dated March 21st, 2023, for PD 23-14, Council recommends that Committee recommends that Council approve as presented in the report, so I will make a motion.
Councillor Tilly seconds. There we go. Councillor Tilly seconds. Comments or questions to the motion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you very much. And Councillor Smith, go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. For PD 23-15, the committee recommends that Council approve as per the report. I will make a motion.
Councillor Tilly seconds. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. And Councillor Smith, one more time.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. For the last one, PD 23-16, the committee recommends that council approve as presented in the report, and I will make a motion.
Councillor Tilley seconds. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. And that, I believe, concludes the Planning and Development Report. So we have some correspondence. There's two motions requested for NRI submissions. The first is an application from Kathy Snow from the Faculty of Education, University of Prince Edward Island, with a motion requested. Is anyone willing to make that motion? Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Maripala seconds. Any comments or questions? I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa?
In favor.
Thank you. And the second from Emily Beaudoin from the Department of Education and Counseling Psychology at McGill University, requesting a motion. Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Maripala seconds. Any comments or questions to that motion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa? Thank you. And the last is a motion, requested motion to proclaim World Press Freedom Day on May 3rd, 2023 from the World Press Freedom Day Representative George Wang. Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Tilley seconds. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? And Mayor Awa?
In favor.
And opposed? Councillor Stevenson, thank you. Motion carries. And with that, we can move in camera. I'll need a motion to go in camera. Councillor Smith moves. Councillor Maripala seconds. I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous in-house. Mayor Awa? You can vote. Understood. We'll have to get, we'll take a few minute break here just to get set up for our in-camera session.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. And a motion to adjourn. Councillor Stevenson, Councillor Smith, all in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everyone.